from the Coffee and IC Network. I'm excited to bring you a brand new show. You're listening to the inaugural episode of Declutter Me, a podcast about organizing and decluttering your life, the physical space around you, at your home or your office, as well as helping you with some of your digital clutter. Let me introduce you to your host, professional organizer and founder of Declutter Me, UAE's first professional organizing service. Hello, Shalina.
Hi, Chirag. How are you doing?
I'm good, thank you. Are you excited to get started with your first episode?
Yes, very excited. It's exciting to be able to talk about something that I'm very passionate about, decluttering and organizing.
So tell us what listeners can expect from this podcast.
So what people can expect is me talking about how to declutter and organize in your physical space, digitally, which is a big thing now, and also mentally. And so we're going to talk about different aspects every week, focusing on one specific topic each time. And yeah, giving tips and tricks to make your life a bit more clutter-free.
And this is going to be a weekly show?
Hopefully, inshallah, as they say here.
All right, so if you'd like to subscribe to this podcast, you can just look up Declutter Me in your favorite podcast player. So that's DECLUTTR ME. You can also visit declutterme.com/podcast, where you'll see more information about the podcast as well as the episodes if you want to listen on the web. So what are we going to be talking about on this first episode?
So on this first episode, we're going to talk about FAT, which is an acronym, and I use it a lot for emails, digital clutter, and paper, actually anything that comes into your life. So FAT stands for File, Act, and Toss. So when anything comes into your life, let's think about emails. What do you do with them when it comes into the inbox? So look at the email and think of FAT. So think, can you file it away immediately? If you can, file it. Put it into one of your specially created folders and get it out of your inbox. If you have to act on it, act on it, whether that's forwarding it to somebody else, creating a calendar invite, replying to it. Just act on it immediately, especially if you can do it within less than 5 minutes. If it's going to take longer, put it into a folder, which is next action list, which will mean that you will deal with it sometime during the day. But you've removed it out of the inbox. And then there's toss, which is throw it away, put it into the bin. Do not keep emails in your inbox that are not needed in your life. And when you get these spam emails, which a lot of us do, especially here, unsubscribe first. So go down to the bottom, you'll see the button that says unsubscribe and press on it and unsubscribe from that email. If it becomes difficult to unsubscribe, because people do make it difficult when you get this spam, write to them, reply straight away and say unsubscribe and then delete it. So trash it, toss it away. So that's the thing to do with FAT. And I do that for everything. So the same happens when you get paper given to you. Say takeaway menus, when people get that. You don't need takeaway menus anymore because we have apps to order food delivery. So getting these takeaway menus put through your door, that's just rubbish. So toss it, put it into the recycle bin. Or you could file it if it's one of those special restaurants which are not on the apps, but file it away. Or act if you want to order food. So that's the kind of logic to use with this acronym at all times.
So can we extend this perhaps to other things as well? So, I mean, you gave us the really good example of, you know, the food menus and things like that. But could this be applicable in any place where you might deal with a lot of paper or documents? For example, let's say in an office, you know, you've got tons of things flying through your desk. You know, does it apply just as equally in these situations?
It does. And especially in the office, if you have admin people, you can do the act aspect of delegating, or if you have people in your team. So as soon as something comes in, especially emails, because we get so many emails all the time, act on it immediately. If you don't have to reply, don't reply to it. Just delete it, file it away, or delegate it to somebody else. So that is a way to clear your inbox. So with me, I have 5 emails by the end of the day in my inbox. And that's it. I've dealt with everything. I've put it away. I've either filed it away. And yes, there is a bit of, you know, at the beginning, before you start using this process and this acronym, you have to create files. And it does take a bit of time. It'll take about half an hour to create files. But after that, you can start moving your emails out of your inbox into those specific folders.
And what is it that you see perhaps? So, you know, you help people all the time with, we're trying to implement, you know, a system like FAT and trying to help them organize their lives. You know, what do you see as the general issue perhaps, or the most common issue with people trying to implement this system?
I find with a lot of people, before they use this system, they're keeping the inbox, the emails, and not dealing with it just because they haven't got time. And they're not spending those few minutes or few seconds even dealing with it when it comes in. So it accumulates and then they get overwhelmed because they see then they have suddenly 1,000 emails in their inbox unread. You know, you have to set time in your day to deal with that inbox so that you can start afresh and start using this acronym. But it's a habit as well. So, you know, they always say it takes about 20 days to build a habit. I always say 30 days because it does take longer. You have to build the habit. So once you've started using this acronym, you have to use it all the time to build the habit until it becomes natural in your day-to-day life. So for me, it becomes a natural aspect of my life. So as soon as anything comes in, I'm doing FAT immediately with an email, with a piece of paper, with anything that comes into my life. I deal with it using FAT. That's the main aspects. It's, you know, build the filing system to begin with, and then start using FAT. And be patient with yourself and with other people when you're asking them to use it as well, or you're delegating it out to them. And give it about a month, and you'll be on your way to using FAT in your life all the time.
And finally, you know, let's say people are having more trouble with this. Maybe they want to speak to you in more detail about how to go about implementing FAT in their lives. You know, how do people get in touch with you?
If somebody wants to my help to build the system, to start using FAT, to have a session just to get everything implemented to start using FAT, they can always contact me using the contact form on my website, which you mentioned before, decluttermeme.com. Or they can send me a private message on any of my social media platforms on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. My handle on all my social media is @declutterme.